Ensuring the economic prosperity of the area is a key focus for Argyll and Bute Council. And a key partner in this is Highlands and Islands Enterprise. HIE, as they're sometimes known, work with communities, businesses and stakeholders to unlock potential for growth and progress across the whole of the Highlands and Islands region. And here to me to talk about the work of HIE in Argyll and Bute is Moran Goodfellow, their area manager, and we'll also be considering what is the state of the economy in Argyll and Bute. Today we're talking about our economy. It's clearly a big focus for us to make sure we're a vibrant and successful area, and we work very closely in that regard with Highlands and Islands Enterprise. And I'm joined today by Moran Goodfellow, who's our area manager for Argyll and Bute. So thank you for joining me, Moran. Perhaps if you can start off by just introducing yourself and HIE, and because not everybody will be as familiar as we are with you and your team.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pippa. So yeah, Moran Goodfellow, I'm the area manager for Highlands and Islands Enterprise, and I always say I have the privilege of covering Argyll and the islands. It's a really fantastic geography and part of the Highlands and Islands Enterprise area. So it is absolutely a privilege to be in this role. Highlands and Islands Enterprise is an agency of Scottish Government, and we've got a statutory role to undertake economic and social development across the whole of the region. So in Argyll and Bute, we have three main areas of focus within Highlands and Islands Enterprise. We have part of our organisation has a focus on business growth and increasingly on business resilience. We have a second area of focus on strengthening communities and working in particular with our very remote rural and island communities. And third area of work that we focus on is on projects and partnerships, and that includes our role in property and property development and wider Pan-Argyll activities that we get involved in. From my own perspective, I've lived and worked in Argyll for almost 20 years. I grew up in the Highlands in the north of Scotland, and actually moved from Glasgow to Mull almost 20 years ago, and that's where my husband's from. So yes, I followed a man to Argyll, and I'm still here and still married to him. So yeah, that's what brought me here originally.
No, well, I was going to say you've been here almost twice as long as I have, because we've worked together in all my time in Argyll and Bute. And I suppose that's maybe a bit that confuses people or don't know, because you guys do economic development, we do economic development, and we try and make sure we kind of seamlessly mesh together, but don't overlap, but complement one another, because some of your focus is slightly different. Some things will work jointly on projects, but slightly different perspectives on. So you know, for example, we do Business Gateway, which is the sort of entry level advice for business. You do account management, which is really quite focused and in-depth support.
Yeah, that's right. Our roles are very complementary, and we've got fantastic working relationships between the HIE team and the Business Gateway team. And Business Gateway do a great job supporting new starts and companies to get set up and running, supporting people into self-employment. We typically and historically have worked with organisations that are growing, keen to look at new market opportunities, looking at innovation, looking at productivity improvements. So working with those businesses that are really keen to grow and working with some of the larger employers in the area to retain them and really ground them in the area for the future. Fact, one of the joint working initiatives we have with Business Gateway at the moment is we're just about to embark on a series of business networking events across the patch. So jointly run by ourselves and Business Gateway, we'll have other guests coming along as well, but really encouraging local businesses to come along and find out more about what we do and what services we can offer to the businesses. So those events are starting in afternoon next week, mid-September, and then we'll be following up with Tobermory, Loch Ilped, Campbelltown, a couple of other towns across the patch. So yeah, really keen to get increased engagement with the business community and a better understanding of what services we can offer, because it has been a really difficult time for business over the last few years. There's been a number of quite hard times for businesses to work through. So there are ways that we can support productivity, efficiency, profitability, and just keen to increase that engagement with the business community.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I think we'd all really encourage businesses to get involved, because it's an opportunity to hear what issues they're facing. And as you say, there's loads of support out there. And I mean, the feedback that I always see from businesses when they do engage with either yourselves or Business Gateway, you know, it's really glowing about just the level of support that's available. And as you say, it's possibly more wide ranging than people might imagine. And often in all these things, people think it's not for me, it's for somebody else, but it's absolutely for all businesses out there.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And there's one organisation we've been working with for a number of years, the Scottish Manufacturing Advisory Service. Now, I can bet your bottom dollar most people will think, well, that's for manufacturing businesses. I'm not a manufacturing business, that doesn't apply to me. But actually, what they're really good at is process. And how your business works efficiently. So they will work with a whole range of businesses. They'll work with a cafe business to help them on their process flows. You know, how do they get efficient and how they use their staff and set out their facility, their kitchen, all of that stuff. So sometimes I think titles and names can be off-putting. So yeah, we'll try and demystify some of that.
And where, if people are interested, where can they find out more about those events?
Those events are on the Business Gateway social media and on the HAI website as well, on the Argyle pages of the HAI website. So they'll be able to find out more there.
So I'll make sure we add some links to that when we're in the notes that go out with the podcast. And I suppose it's worth highlighting as well that HAI get involved and your team in some of the regeneration projects. So we're often joint funders on a project. The current ones we're working on, I suppose the great reopening of Kilmartin Museum, we've both been involved in. We're trying to get Rosso Pavilion over the line. Those kind of things that are part of our regeneration but have an economic impact, and often a community group behind them, running them, giving them the support as well. It's not just for what somebody might think of highfalutin businesses. It's you know, about that community wealth building part of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, partnership really underpins everything that we do, and I think we're very good at partnership in Argyle. Many people have commented that to me, you know, you all know each other really well, you all work together really well. Well, we have to, you know, we're a small population size area, obviously large and vast geography, but population size, we are a small area, so we have to have that collaborative effort. And I think we do that exceptionally well in terms of the community-led activity. I think very successful grant awards for some really transformational projects, and the Martin Museum, I was around there yesterday, it was really fantastic. Encourage anyone to go and visit the new museum facilities. But the list of projects that have been developed by the community through working with the council and HAI, it's really impressive. Most recent one where HAI put funding into was the Nonnabel Park extension in Tobermory, so the business units on Mull, you know, that's a really good project, obviously supporting jobs, retention of jobs and hopefully creation of jobs as well on Mull, so that's really good. I mean, the list is long, isn't it? We've done business units in Tyree.
Yeah, we've done so many projects together. And I mean, community groups will do housing and business sites. So the two can be complementary, because actually businesses need housing for their staff. So it's, as you say, it's about that complementary nature, isn't it? That they, you know, that it's about them how all that fits together, because you can't do any one thing in isolation in an area like ours. It's all about making all the moving parts work together.
I think that's right, and I guess that's where we've been working complementary, isn't it? We've been providing support into some of the development trusts and community trusts into their resource, and then that resource has been taken forward the projects themselves and the housing projects and wider business units and the whole range of tourism infrastructure projects as well. I guess what we don't fund is housing per se, but we absolutely recognise the importance of appropriate available housing across our community, and actually really welcome Argyll and Bute Council's declaration of the housing emergency, which is really drawing much more focus onto the challenges and actually highlighting some real opportunities. The council leader was telling me people have been approaching him saying, well, I've got a bit of land that could be used. So I think people are responding to it in a really positive way, because they appreciate that finding housing for people that work in our communities is really, really important. You know, we've all heard stories about key workers that can't find accommodation and posts that are, you know, remain vacant. So it's an absolute priority for us to work together to find those solutions for accommodating our working age population.
And as you say, I mean, I've spoken to lots of people across the Argyll, and partnership often comes up. And I mean, we mentioned Kilmartin Museum, so if you haven't listened to the conversation I did with Sharon Webb, do, and then go to the museum, or do it the other way around, because both are really worthwhile. But, you know, it's a big area, but it's small in terms of how we all work together. You're part of the community planning partnership. We also work together nationally in things like the Convention of the Highlands and Islands, engaging with ministers and things. So and we work with Third Sector Interface, all those kind of bodies, to try and make it happen. It is about a joint effort. And we're working together on economic strategy for Argyll and Bute, but HI has just published their own strategy as well. Do you want to say a little bit about that and where your focus is going to be as an organisation serving the whole of the Highlands and Islands?
Yeah, thanks, Pippa. Yeah, so the strategy, the new 5-year strategy, was published a couple of weeks ago, and it's actually setting out a case for why we need to be so ambitious for our region. You know, there are many, many opportunities coming towards the Highlands and Islands over the next 5 years, and we really need to capitalise on those opportunities. So the strategy sets out that ambition for a net zero region and a wellbeing economy, which is absolutely linked to what we spoke about there about the role of the community and ensuring our places are really sustainable and fantastic places to live and work. So the strategy has sort of four underpinning pillars, which we call people, place, planet, and prosperity. People, quite obviously, absolutely integral to everything that we do, and we'll be looking in quite a bit of detail about how we develop the leadership that's needed to drive and capitalise on those opportunities. Place is something I think Argyll and Bute were particularly good at. We do take a place-based approach, and we'll be looking to do more of that through our strategy. And prosperity is an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, Argyll and Bute has historically been a lower wage economy. So the prosperity pillar is really looking at driving up that wage levels, supporting businesses to be much more efficient and productive and innovative, and ultimately profitable, and then able to increase those wage levels. And looking to capitalise on the higher wage economy and in sectors which are newer to the region, whether that be some of the opportunities in marine biotechnology, offshore wind, pumped hydro. You know, there's some quite interesting skilled roles that will be required to be filled over the next 5 years in the area. And underpinning all of our work is the role of partnership, and that's really critical. No one organisation can deliver on its own. It's how we work together to deliver the change that's important.
Yeah, and I mean, interesting that you mentioned some of the areas of economic activity, because I think one of the things we're always trying to say is there is so much potential in Argyll Butte. We have a unique environment that is one of our biggest assets. And I think, you know, in all the years I've been here, I'm continually struck by the range of businesses and opportunities that perhaps aren't immediately obvious to people. So it's maybe worth sort of touching a bit more on some of those, because I think if you're not looking for it, they can be a little bit hidden, or you have to go off the beaten track. But there is a lot, and a lot more high tech and things than people might imagine.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, one area that we've been particularly focused on for a number of years is growing the marine economy, and we've invested quite heavily in facilities next to the Scottish Association for Marine Science. We've developed out the European Marine Science Park there, and we've got, I don't know, way over a dozen innovative marine companies based there who are growing. They're really doing some really innovative work supporting the growth of the marine economy, whether that's offshore wind, aquaculture, whole range of different segments of the marine economy that activity is supporting, and really interesting engagement with young people actually as well. And SAMHS are particularly strong on engagement with schools and encouraging that young workforce. And I know Argyll UHI obviously looking to grow their curriculum on the marine economy as well, so that the workforce afloat, as I think they call it, is ready and able to capitalise on the opportunities. So renewables then linking into that, you know, there's a big opportunity in offshore wind with SPR taking forward Macher Wind off the coast of Isla. So substantive proposed investment there, and much closer in time scale then is the pumped hydro investments that are proposed, and the Drax Cruachan extension was planning permission approved earlier this year. So that would be another substantial infrastructure investment, creating a small number of jobs, but huge amount of electricity. So Argyll definitely does have a huge amount to offer. And I think the other area where there's equally significant amount of investment is in distilling and the whisky sector, which has obviously been buoyant, particularly in Islay for a while. And we're really pleased to see new investments happening in Campbelltown, such a traditional whisky area, and building on the back of the existing successes that have already grown up around the town, new investments, planning permission coming through. So that's really positive, and I think a real commitment, to the area.
Yeah, I think that's so right, because it's sometimes rural areas are seen as sort of farming and fishing, and that's important, but we are a global player when you talk about whiskey, salmon, seafood. Mm-hmm. And the biotech, you know, SAMHS is a globally recognized organization in their field. So it is, you know, we make a massive contribution to UK Treasury in that regard. So it's you know, there is an awful lot going on, and an awful lot of opportunities if you want to live and work here. I think now that I'm here, you know, I always used to go and sort of go, if only I could work in a place like that, but actually there's more opportunity than people might realize once they get into the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And none of that detracts from our traditional industries by any means. You know, we still have a good and buoyant food and drink sector out with of whisky, and a very, very strong and competitive tourism offering. You know, I think this is always going to be a really busy and popular tourist destination, because it is such a wonderful place to be and to spend time. So we continue to work in partnership, really good partnership, working with the tourism sector through Argyll and the Isles Tourism Cooperative and yourselves and Visit Scotland. We've got a really good collaborative effort there, and strategy and action plan that we're all agreed and working towards. So that's an example of that working in practice.
Yeah, and I suppose with a lot of those things, and it goes to your point about aiming to get more in the sense of prosperity, because a lot of these are high value, high quality sectors. And what we want to do is leverage that for better wages, better quality of living. I spoke recently in a podcast that we'll be publishing with Irene Buterman, who's working on our Shaping Places for Wellbeing. And that's where that some all these things mesh together of that,
yeah,
that point of community wellbeing and how that can improve health outcomes and everything else, that everything links together if we can make it all work.
No, it's really interesting how it all meshes together, and there's no one part of the system that's any more important than the other, is it? It's how they all mesh together.
And I think, I mean, it's a little way off, but we're obviously working together on how then we take those sorts of principles of your strategy and update our own economic strategy and how we'll work together on that, because I think, you know, it is about how can we continue to focus our efforts to leverage the most benefit out of all of that, because there is so much potential in getting that. It's as much promoting that and building that awareness for people that maybe aren't familiar with the area as it is also interventions on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. There's such a strong read across between our economic strategy and community development. The community wealth building is so strong, and how it meshes into the economic strategy will be really interesting. And you know, it's great to see communities empowered to take their own projects forward for themselves, and that income that's generated through those projects remaining in the communities, and then all the good that's done with that income retention, particularly on the islands. It's really, really good.
Yeah, and I suppose we were talking about the support for business. If there's community organisations and trusts and things, there's equally support for them if they haven't already accessed it. Because, as you say, they are key. That we've got trusts doing business opportunities, providing services, housing, business sites, harbours, all of that. They're as much a player in all of this, and we're trying to build that capacity as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's I think, I mean, it's certainly been hard through COVID and post COVID, and didn't want to keep talking about it too much, but we still see businesses feeling the effects of that. But certainly part of that economic strategy will be trying to engage with businesses to do that, because so that we make sure that their needs are represented.
Yeah. What's quite interesting, we have a regular business panel survey that we undertake, and survey a range of businesses across the whole Highlands and Islands region, and we've done it for years, and it's been interesting to track the responses through COVID and now a couple of years coming out since the pandemic. But what we've seen in the last business panel survey was actually an increase in business confidence, which I was really pleased to see, because some of the business panel findings have been quite challenging for a couple of years for many reasons. And COVID was difficult for many businesses, you know, in terms of focusing on keeping the business afloat and using their cash reserves. There isn't necessarily the same amount of cash in businesses to invest for the future. But that confidence is good. I guess the other findings from the most recent business panel survey was around profitability. So there are still some challenges around profitability, and that's where we're keen to engage around how do you use innovation, how do you make yourselves more productive and more efficient, and how can we work with you to start to address some of those profitability challenges where we can.
Yeah, and I believe if people want to get involved, there's a SCDI conference coming up later in the year that might be a good opportunity. And obviously we're keen to get that engagement with businesses to hear those views more generally.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I Yeah, I think SDI are just in the final stages of confirming an engagement event later in October, I think. So that engagement with industry is really important. We need to understand what the challenges are so that we can respond effectively and work with them.
Yeah, so I suppose that the message to leave people with is if you think you could benefit from it, there is support out there. So please get in touch. Please look at the website. Please think about coming along to one of the roadshow events and engage, because actually you might be surprised what you can access.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd encourage people to have a look at our the Argyle pages on the HIE website. We've got some materials on there that tells you some of the work that we've done with some of our clients and the ways that we can add value. So hopefully that might inspire some people to think about how we could engage. But yeah, just get in touch, pick up the phone, fill in an inquiries form. No wrong door to speaking with Hi.
Lovely. Well, thank you, Morag, and we'll put the website details on the webpage as well, and hopefully you'll see a flood of inquiries coming through the door. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Pippa.
A big thank you to Morag, and a clear message that if you're a business or you think you're upsetting a business, there's lots of support out there, either from the council or from HIE. So if you're interested in finding out more, you can either go to our website at argyle-bute.gov.uk or to Highlands and Islands Enterprise website at hie.co.uk. Pippa's Podcast.